Hello. And happy Hug Nation. This is Halcyon, and it is May 28th, 2018. It is my birthday. Yay! I cannot tell you how blissed out I am right now. Last night, I did my performance at Eve Encinitas. I performed Naked Inside Out for the first time. First time I did anything like that, like a 90-minute set of stories that all wove together. And it was amazing. So rather than a organized topic for the day, I think I will just share what's in my heart right now as I turn 47. So I'll take a deep breath. Welcome. I'm Halcyon and this is Hug Nation. Today I want to talk about 47 years. Today I turned 47. And for the last 8 months or so, I've been thinking about this age. I've been thinking about turning 47. Generally, 47 is not one of those numbers that you like put asterisks around. You know, like it's not a turn 40 or something like that. 47, why was that so significant to me? Why have I been thinking about this for many months? It's because I did a little bit of math and I thought about the life of my grandfather and realized that I'm turning, when I turn 47, that is half the age that my grandfather was when he died at 94. So that shifted my perspective in crazy ways to visualize my life as half over. Something, my brain and my experience and, you know, my inability to think into the future, I had not really considered living this long in the first place. And certainly, you know, living into old age is never something that really, you know, I didn't have pictures of myself growing old. I'd have had some visual of that. And so there was a part of me that, as so much of my life has been beyond my expectations and beyond my dreams, I used to joke that, you know, when I was a kid, the best I could dream of was like a party at the Playboy Mansion. And my life has been filled with experiences that make the Playboy Mansion just seem so lame. So my life has literally become beyond my wildest childhood dreams. Except for the Amazonian fantasies of being tied up by monster women who then would chew up the food for me and like fed me like a mama bird. That childhood fantasy has yet to come true. But isn't that an interesting thing? I think when I was a really little kid and I tried to write a dirty story before I even knew really what sex was, I wrote a story about being captured by Amazons, and then the intimacy that my little brain created was that they would chew the food up that they brought for me and then spit it into my mouth. Like that was intimacy for my pre-sexual brain. I don't know, maybe I have part Robin in me.
Go, go, go!
But this realization of half my age made me really think about what's next. And I sometimes will get into this headspace of, I'm starting to get the age where things happen to, say, my body that I have to accept are going to be that way forever. You know, when you're a kid, you know, you get an ache or a pain and you know you're gonna recover from it. But as you get older and older, things happen that become the way your body is. I know that, you know, I'm sure there's ways to use alternative therapies and crystals and heal my chakras. And yes, healing is possible, but you also have to recognize and come to peace with the aging process. And sometimes that as I was accepting parts of my health and body that were deteriorating, like, you know, I can't really go in the sun anymore without really, really damaging my skin. And I was tanorexic for many years. I'm still tanorexic. You know, it's something you just don't... I mean, I'm a recovering tanorexic. Functional tanorexic, maybe. Anyway, but I also started to have a mental headspace thought about... Oh, you see my necklace? It's a banana. This was a gift last night. And you can see behind me, there's a stuffed banana, which is an inside joke that I wish I could explain, but I got a whole care pack of bananas for my birthday. And this is the pinata that was given me, and the flogger that was the VIP of my gathering last night. But I'm digressing. What I wanted to say is that I started to think of my life in general as being kind of on the downhill, aging, concluding, almost like retiring kind of mentality. And where I wasn't, I kind of was starting to think that I wasn't on the upswing, I was kind of on the conclusion of everything. And and then I had this realization that I'm half the age of my grandfather. And I was like, holy shit, half? Half? I can't coast for half my life. I gotta find some hobbies and or get courageous and take on some new adventures. And what I realized as I was, you know, looking through my life is that I've been the most in my joy and in my power when I feel like I'm on the edge. When I was exploring the frontier of the internet, when I was exploring the frontier of personal expression in sexuality, when I was exploring the frontier of authenticity in you know, online sharing, and that's just a place where I feel alive. And this show, getting ready for the show, was a has been a rekindling of some of that feeling of being alive, of being a little scary, but energizing, feeling like yes, this is the me that I remember. This is the me that taps into source. This is the halcyon that turned my life from a life to my avatar life. And so I realized that, you know, another 47 years is way too long to just coast. And it's also way too long to hold back elements of my truth, which is why this show was about revealing and coming out about parts of my past that I'm proud of, but I know are not accepted by all people. In fact, I did a Facebook Live last week telling a story about Ron Jeremy when I was doing marketing for the adult company, and I told that story. And it's a little perverted, and I got this comment. The first comment was total disappointment in me, and basically saying this, a voice coming from a place of someone who is a fan, but saying you can do so much better. Like, this is just clickbait. You're just trying to titillate people, and you've got so much more potential than to go this like shallow route. That was the gist of it. And it was like boom. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so familiar. This is exactly the tone that I faced 15 years ago when I started sharing aspects of my sexuality and realizing that with the kind of backlash our culture gives people who do that, that there's a real significance to being overt and open about everything about us. So it was interesting that I got that comment right before I went on stage, kind of. And it was almost like everything was kind of, well, not, I would say everything was going into flow. No, so many things did not go as I had hoped getting ready for the show. In some ways it was great because we were late, running late, and I was running ragged all day trying to help set up the room and get everything set up and work with the videographer and everything. And, but so by the time we were like ready to start, it was like, oh gosh, I haven't thought about like, oh yeah, I gotta do a talk. But I wasn't stressing about it because I had been so preoccupied with fixing all the things that were needed fixing. In some ways, which was great, so I just kind of like, showtime! But I think this comment that I got that was so negative and so, like, such a harsh example of the criticism that I can expect the more open I get, is that it was almost like a reminder, like, hey, you're in the flow and this is going awesome and it's great, but just remember, this is still the warrior path. This is not going to be without challenges and without consequences. And in some ways, it was kind of like, you know, like, wake up the warrior before he goes into battle. Like, hey, I know you're psyched up. I know you're having fun, but there's danger. Make sure you know that this dragon is a dragon. So, but someone, it may have been here a couple last week, that reminded me that as I've been nervous about repelling some people, that there is equally, if not more, people that are going to feel resonance with my truth in whatever direction it is. And this is the same lesson that I kind of went through 15 years ago, making that choice in alignment with my heart and my calling and my purpose, knowing that it will alienate people, knowing that it will have consequences in some way, but also knowing that if I have faith, if I be present, have integrity, align with love, and then act, that action, that movement will bring me to where I'm supposed to be as a servant of the unfolding of the divine plan. And that has been my faith for a very long time, but I kind of slipped out of it. I think maybe one of the reasons I slipped out of it is because I was not fully complete. I was not fully embracing all of me. And so as I had chosen to kind of deny or hide or push down aspects of who I was, that what resulted was a constricted flow of creativity and divine force. And so as I'm opening the gate, I'm allowing everything. And as I talked about in the show last night, that I was very influenced by Jung, Carl Jung, and he talks about shadow impulses, and that if you become afraid of your shadow impulses, if you try to stop them, if you try to keep yourself from having thoughts that you maybe shouldn't have, you can't only stop the flow of shadow impulses. If you stop the flow of impulses, you close off the pipeline to your creativity and to your collective unconscious and to all that is your channel to the divine. And so I what I'm feeling in these last few weeks is I've kind of been coming out and outing myself for my past, which, by the way, I'm super proud of. It's not like I would find a way to be proud of whatever my past was, because it was the decisions I made at the time. But the decisions that I made at the time, as I was able to explain in the show, were fully righteous in my mind, were fully artistic in my mind, were fully in integrity, in an exploration of my truth, and in some ways consciously trying to butt against destructive boundaries that our culture puts on us. And as I'm like kind of breaking out my old warrior gear, I'm feeling energized. I'm feeling more youthful than I have in a long time. I'm feeling, I feel like I'm back, like in a way that I haven't been in a long time. And some of that is just kind of, there's this, you know, a lot of awesome things happened to me in my life. I mean, one of my mottos is I live a charmed life, and look what happens when you say that enough and like, oh my gosh, wow, okay, yeah. And say yes to things and believe that you lead a charmed life. And before you know it, you have such amazing friends and such amazing adventures. And and it's just been a, I lost my train of thought. I guess I was just gonna be grateful for all the amazingness. And now this, you know, my motto has been love more, fear less, float more, steer less. And it was funny, I was at a exercise at this kind of get to know you meetup 2 nights ago. And one of the exercises, you walked around the room of like 70 people, is you're supposed to walk around as if you're wearing a t-shirt that broadcasted what do you want the world to know about you? As you know, what message would you like people to see as they walk by you in the streets? And I was like, I think I already did the homework, because I'm wearing a shirt that I made, and on the front it says love more, and on the back it says love more, fear less, float more, steer less. I'm like, so I have a closet full of t-shirts that I wear in the way that I want to project into the world. But the thing that I think I've lost a little faith in, or lost connection to the power of it, is float more, steer less. Because as so many awesome things happen in life, you start to develop something to lose. Whether it's status or reputation or finances. And, you know, what freedom is just having nothing else to lose. And as you start to acquire things that you care about and start to develop a little bit of fear about losing things, the ability to truly float and truly like tune into the call of intuition gets harder and harder, I think, because you've got your mind story that starts to make more and more logical sense to defend the things that you're attached to. Yes, less the attachment. And so it's only through going some dark times the last few years that I feel like I've been able to shake out and rattle off some of these attachments and really feel like, oh wait, you know, 47 more years is way too long to be trying to hold on and protect what I have. I mean, I gotta open up. I gotta reach and trust and allow and risk, because that's just way too long. Another half living trying to just maintain or coast? That's crazy. Anyway, I'm going off track a little bit, but the show was so much fun. We had a packed room. It was so fun to tell the stories with a room full of people, because it's pretty funny. You know, I can be a funny person, and sometimes I don't, when I do things through the internet, you know, seeing someone type LOL is way different than hearing a room full of people like lose their shit laughing. And it's just like, I could see why comedians could just get addicted to it. And so I was really happy with how the show went. Really, it was a real affirmation for me. I'd had some time in the last couple years, maybe the last year especially, where I felt like I was not as clear and as quick as I once was. And tried to change some of my habits, some dietary habits and other habits, to try to, I did a lot of health seeking and went down to Mexico and tried all sorts of solutions to try to kind of get back. And I was really worried that I wasn't ever gonna be as sharp as I once was when I was a youngster and had my laser wit. And like last night was this feeling like, you still got it. You can still do this. You can still fucking rock this. This is what you do, you know? Word flow. This is your gift. And, I mean, don't get me wrong. I worked really hard. I worked really hard on this. And I practiced a ton. And I was disciplined in a way that I haven't since doing my TEDx talk. But this was, you know, like, almost 8 times as long. And so it was a real, one, I just felt good about the whole thing. And two, I felt like I proved to myself that I could still be my best. I'd started to create a story about, okay, like, I know now my body's never gonna be what it once was, you know. My skin's never gonna be what it once was. And I was starting to get the story, my mind is never gonna be what it once was. And last night, as I felt in control and at ease and telling stories and making people laugh and cry. I mean, it was like people said, I laughed, I cried. Like it was awesome. And it just made me feel like, yeah, okay. Happy birthday to me. So I'm feeling very grateful, feeling very honored, feeling very empowered. And, you know, I did not sleep a whole bunch last night as my celebrations got the best of me, or saw the best of me, continue to be the best of me. I was still very excited to come online here to do Hug Nation, because this is my jam. This is this connection in this once a week recalibration, I think, is the most profound part of my spiritual practice for my entire life. There have been special parts, special moments, like times when Grandpa was a part of this. There have been teachers like Alan Watts and Jacob Glass and Byron Katie that have rocked my world. But it's this connection, this heart-opening space that I have created that exists once a week for me that then you can join me in, that has kept me on track through all the shit for the last 17 years. So thank you for that gift. That is the most profound birthday gift I can imagine. Second only to this stuffed banana and this banana necklace that I got from Krista and Jen. And if I could possibly explain why this is such an awesome gift, well, I guess that'll be one story that I'll have to tell in person. So I will say I am filled with gratitude. I feel so loved. I feel so blessed. Will you join me in a Hug Nation hug? Wherever you are, grab yourself by the shoulders. And be grateful for this body of yours. You are all things, but this body is the one you have the most experience of, the most deepest, profound experience of. So be grateful for this spaceship that takes you through the world. And then, as you feel those arms squeezing you, for a moment, just suspend your connection to them and feel arms squeezing you. Feel like you are being squeezed by me, by the other, by all others, and so that you are now squeezing and being squeezed in an embrace with all the other beings on the planet, letting the I dissolve into a we of a hug. And as we love and support ourselves and heal ourselves, we love and support others and heal others. We, each cell of the body, as it stays healthy, it supports the rest of the body. And as each of us as people stay healthy and get healthy, we support the rest of humanity. So let's take three breaths together as healthy, beautiful cells in this cosmic being, thinking positive, healthy thoughts for all the other cells, and letting our light shine as beautifully and powerfully and love-filled as possible. Three breaths in through the nose. On behalf of Grandpa Caleb and all the love warriors, happy Hug Nation. Happy birthday to me. Massive gratitude to you. I love you.